Welcome to the Monster Island Film Vault, a podcast seeking entertainment and enlightenment through tokusatsu. Godzilla Cross Kong, the new empire, is upon us. Really, Jimmy? You need giant robots in your MonsterVerse movies to enjoy them? Okay, Elijah. True. Anyway, a new MonsterVerse film means yet another one monstrous moment from friend of the podcast, Ryan the Omniviewer Collins. This one is the Year of the Dragon edition, since 2024 is, well, the Year of the Dragon. I know, right? Makes me wish I was born in that year. This time around, I'm getting about as on-brand as you can get. I wanted to discuss a moment from a MonsterVerse film. I considered several options, but I wanted it to be something that was unexpected, that struck me emotionally and intellectually. No Kirk Fu necessary, Jimmy. No, I'm going with the end of the last MonsterVerse movie, Godzilla vs. Kong. At this point, both Kong and Godzilla are exhausted. They fought each other three times, traveled the globe, and murdered Mechagodzilla three ways from Sunday in true Mortal Kombat fashion. It is a MonsterVerse trademark. As I've mentioned a few times on the podcast, I'm a huge proponent of Kong the Barbarian, as I call the MonsterVerse incarnation, especially in GVK. Kong goes on a hero's journey. A trademark trope of a Kong story is the heart of darkness, as in a wild, untamed land. It's usually Skull Island, but here it is the Hollow Earth. The movie goes a step further by giving Kong a home and a place to rule. He even acquires a new weapon to help him slay the dragon that is Godzilla. Well, he tries. In round three, Godzilla roars in Kong's face as if to say, "Submit!" Kong, although briefly frightened, roars back to say, "I won't!" Godzilla then leaves him for dead, only for the big ape to get revived by the humans and save his life, slaying the actual dragon, Mecha Godzilla. But even now, Godzilla is determined to assert his dominance. Exactly! It's beyond ungrateful! A weary Kong springs to his aching feet and grabs his trusty axe, ready, if unwilling, for another bout. But then, a curious thing happens. He drops the axe. The one advantage he had against this godlike titan, and he tosses it aside, leaving himself defenseless. What does Godzilla do? He roars at Kong one last time and turns around to return to the sea. His expression, which Kong doesn't see, seems to be one of begrudging respect. Couldn't have asked for a better ending. While I, as I said on the Strangers and Aliens podcast, in Team Godzilla in real life, I was Team Kong in this movie. So sue me! Ha! And even the legal action team can't unravel that. As I was saying, this ending is perfect because while Godzilla retained his position as the Apex Titan, Kong still technically didn't submit. He simply refused to fight. He arguably beat the big lizard in round two and decapitated Mechagodzilla, albeit with a little help from Godzilla. Kong has no interest in the Titans' hierarchy. Well, if Godzilla is the Alpha, I suppose it does make Kong a Sigma. This isn't the first time he's disregarded a hierarchy. In the novelization for 2019's Godzilla King of the Monsters, he heard but ignored King Ghidorah's call to the other Titans. Ultimately, Kong just wants to be left alone while ruling his own territory. Once, that was Skull Island, and now it's the Hollow Earth. And you know what? I totally get it. Some guys thrive in the rat race, constantly trying to prove themselves, while others just want their own little kingdoms and to be left alone. I guess it does sound very libertarian. But more importantly, Kong ends the conflict between him and Godzilla through one of the best examples of pacifism I've seen. It's not that he won't fight, you know he's quite capable of it, but he chooses not to fight. Jesus said in Matthew 5:5 that the meek will inherit the earth. The word in Greek translated as meek connotes strength under control. The image it conjures is a warrior choosing not to unsheath his sword. In other words, he is capable of harming another, of exerting power, but he chooses not to do so. Why? Because he doesn't have to. But he still can if and when the situation calls for it. In this case, Kong ends the cycle of violence by choosing not to fight anymore. It reminds me of, and Jimmy will appreciate this, when Luke Skywalker tells Darth Vader in Return of the Jedi, "I will not fight you." You're welcome. And this anticipates a later scene where Luke throws his lightsaber aside after wounding Vader and tells the Emperor he won't strike his father down, asserting, "I am a Jedi, like my father before me." He is secure in his identity and has nothing to prove. And neither did Kong. I hope this shows you MonsterVerse detractors that there's more to these films than you realize. If you want to hear me unpack this franchise more, listen to episodes 12, Kong Skull Island, 37, Godzilla King of the Monsters, and 38, Godzilla vs. Kong, to hear more. Plus, GVK should be evaluated as a Kong film as well as a Godzilla film. Some fans seem to forget this. I'm gonna stop you there. If we gave our unfiltered opinions about the state of the fandom, we'd get canceled. Which is why I appreciate y'all. I'm from the Midwest, so I can get away with it. Anyway, I appreciate all you kaiju lovers so much because you rarely get into such belligerent nonsense. Perhaps you've learned from Kong and GVK. But before we close up shop, we have to do some shameless self-promotion! So first, I want to thank our amazing MIFE Max members on Patreon for continuing to support the show with their hard-earned money. You can join this community for as little as $3 a month. Also, check out my other tokusatsu podcast, Henshin Men, a podcast about the appreciation of Japanese superheroes and their high-flying and high-kicking adventures, and The Power Trip, a journey through the Power Rangers franchise, which I co-hosted with Michael Hamilton. A spinoff slash sequel slash reboot slash whatever for both shows will start this summer. If you want to learn more about my books, go to my author website, nathanjsmarchand.com. I'm also a contributing writer to Kaiju United, and I'm part of the short story anthology, A Time for Everything, from Onward and Upward Media. My story is titled, A Time to Dance. Stay tuned for our episode on Godzilla x Kong, The New Empire, which will feature Donnie Winter and a mystery guest. And with that, Jimmy, cue the credits! Thank you for listening to the Monster Island Film Vault, a podcast produced and hosted by Nate Marchand. Our executive producer is Damon Noyes. If you want to be heard on the show, we'd love to hear from you, so email us at monsterislandfilmvault@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok. You can also follow Jimmy from NASA on Twitter and our many colorful characters using the links in the show notes, which are on our website, MonsterIslandFilmVault.com. Don't forget to join our official Facebook group and Discord server, The Markalite Lounge. Our podcast logo was designed by Rebecca Hudgens. Follow her on Twitter and Instagram at super_r_illustrations. Sound effects sourced from freesound.org and created by JP Gant. Our theme song is Wanderer on the Offensive, live edit by B33J, Serax, Juan Madrono, and Nonsensical Lexus, which is a remix of Counterattack and The Opened Way by Koatani from Shadow of the Colossus. Additional music includes Every Country Has a Monster, performed by Jonah Ray, and Chant My Name, a cover by Second Archive of the song by Masaki Endo. All film and audio clips belong to their respective copyright holders, and no infringement is intended or implied. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and/or Podchaser to spread the word about the show. You can even support us by joining MIFV Max on Patreon. MIFV is a Moonlighting Ninjas media production and a proud member of PodNation. Sayonara!